Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, faced with death, strives for some solution to the insurmountable problem presented by Big George Latimer's possession of the deadly kryptonite.
For prize eating and exciting prizes, get P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's right, Pep's the prize package that brings you comic buttons of a brand new series to collect and to swap duplicates with your friends. Don't miss out. Here's just a few of the 18 famous comic strip characters in this new series. Little Joe, A Breath of Breeze, Tiny Tim, Tilda, Mama Destro's Fat Stuff, Auntie Blossom, Uncle Avery, and Superman. You've followed them in the funny papers. You've talked about them, heard about them, read about them. Now Pep puts their pictures on gleaming, colorful buttons to wear pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. Get busy today. Give your collection a head start. Start off by making sure there's plenty of Kellogg's Pep in the house, because that's the only way to get these comic buttons. You can't buy them anywhere. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. They come only as prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. And Pep is in the exclusive class when it comes to good breakfast eating, too. It's called the Sunshine Cereal, loaded with catchy sunshine flavor that keeps your spoon digging in for more. Get a load of those super delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. For prize eating and exciting prizes, always get P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
When Big George Latimer, ex-political boss of the state, was released from prison, where he had been sentenced to serve a year's term as the result of Superman's efforts, he left with careful instructions from one of Superman's arch-enemies, the Laffer. Latimer followed the instructions, and as a result, he now has in his possession the one weapon Superman fears, a small, jagged piece of kryptonite, a curious green glowing metallic substance which robs Superman of all his superhuman strength. Unaware that Clark Kent, the seemingly mild-mannered Daily Planet reporter, is Superman, Latimer paid Kent a visit and requested that he arrange a meeting with Superman. Kent laughed at him until Latimer happened to use the word kryptonite. As we continue now, the big lumbering politician is backed up against the wall of Kent's office, and Kent, his jaw squared and his fists clenched, faces him.
I'm warning you, Latimer. Don't lie to me. What do you know about kryptonite?
All I know is...
All you know is what?
Wait a minute. You can't threaten me this way, Kent. I haven't done anything to you.
Never mind what I can or can't do. Answer my question. What do you know about kryptonite?
I refuse to answer.
Latimer, I swear to you...
Let go of my arm. You're hurting me.
I'll do more than hurt you unless you start talking.
Help!
You...
Help!
Help!
What's going on? Good heavens!
Everything's all right, Lois.
Everything's all right. You try to kill me.
Close the door, Lois.
Let me out of here.
Not so fast, Latimer.
I thought you looked familiar. Why, you're Big George Latimer.
Yes, and he threatened to kill me.
Clark Kent threatened to kill you?
Yes,
Don't believe a word he says, Lois.
It's true.
You know what kind of a man he is, if you can call him a man.
Just let me out of here, that's all. I'll take care of those insults later.
Don't you move.
Why won't you let him out if he wants to go, Clark?
Because he wants to kill me, that's why.
Oh, nonsense. Go ahead. Get out.
All right. But remember, Kent, if you don't arrange that meeting, there'll be trouble.
Now, what in the name of heaven was that all about?
Nothing.
Nothing? I pass your office, hear cries for help, open the door, find you with one hand over a man's mouth and the other twisting his arm, and you stand there and tell me nothing. In the first place, I thought Latimer was in jail.
Well, he served his term. He got out last week.
What was he doing here?
Came to see me.
That was obvious, Clark. What did he want?
Nothing.
Oh, and because he wanted nothing, you decided to choke him to death, right?
Look, forget it, Lois. Please, will you go on about your business?
This happens to be my business as much as it is yours.
Now, look...
George Latimer certainly didn't pay you a social call. It must have had something to do with the Daily Planet.
All right,
and
so...
And just in case you've forgotten, Mr. Kent, I work for the Planet as well as you do, remember?
Look, Lois, I don't feel like being cute now. Please leave me alone, will you?
Clark, is something wrong?
Wrong? No, no, nothing's wrong.
Well, I've never seen you this way before. You've got... Well, you've got blood in your eye.
And you'd have it, too, if...
If what?
Nothing.
Oh, there goes that nothing routine again. What did Latimer want, Clark?
I told
you. Yes, I know. Nothing.
That's right. Now, look, I've got some work to do, Lois, if you don't
As
mind.
As it happens, I do mind. Something is bothering you, and I want to know what it is.
Well, I can't tell you, so don't keep asking.
Why not?
Why not what?
Why can't you tell me? Your phone's ringing.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
That's ridiculous. Clark Kent's office.
Who's this?
Lois Lane.
Lois, what's the matter with Kent?
Who's this?
Harry White. Who do you think it is?
Oh, I didn't recognize your voice, Chief. Where are you?
In my office. Where do you think? Has everyone gone crazy around here? Where's Kent?
He's here.
Well, send him in to see me. This backpack was telling me some crazy story about Kent trying to kill a man.
It's crazy, but it's true. I suggest you come in here, Chief.
I don't want to see him, Lois.
Why should I come in there?
I just think it'll be better.
Okay, I'll be right in.
Now, why did you do that, Lois?
Do what?
Tell Mr. White to come in here. I told you I didn't want to see him.
Relax, Clark. The world isn't coming to an end.
Oh.
I've got to send this piece of copy down to the composing room, but I'll be right back.
I certainly don't want to talk to White or Lois or anyone. Got to think this thing out for myself. All they'll do is ask questions. I guess I better get out of here as Superman. Off of these clothes. They'll wonder what happened to me, but that's better than having to go through a third degree about Latimer. There we are. That does it. Now, up with the window. Out and away!
But, Chief, I tell you, I left him in here less than a minute ago.
Well, he's not here now. What's the matter?
The window. Look, it's wide open.
Well, what of it?
Clark, he jumped out of the window.
Oh, stop it. Stop that blubbering.
He
There'd be a girl down in the street if he jumped out. There isn't. So stop that blubbering, Lois.
Well, then where did he go?
No, where does he always go when he's needed?
Well, I would have seen him if he came out of the office. I was at Holbrook's desk just outside.
All right. He grew a pair of wings and flew out the window. Does that satisfy you?
Don't shout at me. I didn't do anything.
Who's shouting?
You are.
I have not.
Is anything wrong in here?
Yes, you are. You're always wrong.
Oh, me?
It's all right, Beanie. Just close the door.
Yes, ma'am. Golly.
You shouted at him, too.
No, he's always sticking his nose in where it doesn't belong. Now, what's this nonsense all about? Who was Kent trying to kill, or is this just another of Miss Backrack's pipe dreams?
I don't know whether Clark intended to kill anyone, but I heard someone in this office crying for help, and when I came in, he had one hand over Latimer's mouth and the other twisted...
Who's Latimer?
You know, Big George Latimer.
He was here in Kent's office?
Yes.
Well, what for? What did that snake-in-the-grass ward healer want here?
I don't know. Clark wouldn't tell me. He said it was nothing, but I've never seen him so enraged before. Why, he really looked as if he were ready to tear someone apart.
Well, I can't think of a better person than Latimer for that. Oh, he's out of jail, huh?
Evidently.
Well, I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw an elephant.
I'll take it, Chief. Hello, Mr. Kent's office.
Mr. Kent there?
I'm sorry, he's gone out.
Could you take a message for him?
Certainly.
Tell him Mr. Latimer called.
It's Latimer, Chief. Yes?
What's he want?
Shh. You tell him I'll give him until 10 o'clock tonight to take care of that little matter I discussed with him.
Yes, what little matter?
He knows. Tell him if he doesn't take care of it, there'll be trouble. Plenty of trouble.
Evidently, Big George Latimer means business. We'll return in a moment to find out how he intends to make trouble for Clark Kent and Superman. So, keep listening.
Are you in the swim? Are you keeping up with your friends and your collection of that new series of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep? Don't let anybody get ahead of you, fellow or girl. Get in on the fun when your pals are swapping duplicates and comparing notes on how many everybody's collected. These new Pep comic buttons are real eye-catchers. 18 of them, including Flat Top, B.O. Plenty, Mr. Bib, Superman. Every picture is clear-cut and bright. Every button is a smart decoration for your jacket or dress or cap. Count yourself in on the fun of collecting this new series of 18 Pep comic buttons. Just make sure that you've stocked up with plenty of Kellogg's Pep and look inside the package for your prize. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. You can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. They're a prize for you from the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Those golden toasted whole wheat flakes, crisp and fresh as can be, full to the brim with that catchy sunshine flavor. Remember, for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And say, there's another exciting prize for you, a wonderful offer to be announced on Friday's Superman program. So be here Friday. Remember!
Now back to the adventures of Superman.
Forced to assume his true identity of Superman and leap out of the window of his 25th floor office in the Daily Planet building in order to avoid being questioned by Lois and Editor White, Clark Kent, unaware that Big George Latimer has called and given him until 10 o'clock that night to arrange a meeting with Superman, has sought the solitude of the woods, some miles from Metropolis, to gather his disturbed thoughts. We find him now strolling along a trail, still garbed in the red cape and blue costume of the Man of Steel, thinking aloud.
If Latimer does have that last piece of kryptonite, the only one he could have gotten it from would have been the Laffer. Oh, but what's the difference where he got it or from whom? Fact is, he's got it. Or has he? Might all be a bluff. If it is, there's one easy solution. Face him and call the bluff. Yes, but suppose it's not a bluff. Suppose he's really got that last piece. Once he discovers what it does to me, I'm finished. He's out for blood, my blood, and he'll do anything to get it. The question is how to stop him.
Meanwhile, back at the Daily Planet, Lois Lane and Perry White are trying desperately to locate Clark Kent.
Still no answer at his apartment, Chief.
Well, hang up and try again in 10 minutes.
Still no answer.
No, what time is it?
8 o'clock.
Well, hang up. We've still got 2 hours.
Darkness has fallen over the woods. The whistling of birds has given way to the chirping of crickets. But still, Superman saunters up and down the trail, thinking aloud.
It isn't only myself I'm worried about. It's everything I've fought for as long back as I can remember. If Latimer gets into power again, heaven help the poor people who don't think the way he does, or who don't worship the way he does, or who don't part their hair the way he does. No, that can't happen. I must get that last piece of kryptonite away from him. But how? I can't get near it. Wait a minute. I've got it. Why didn't I think of this before? Up and away!
Suddenly struck with an idea, Superman leaps high into the air and streaks off into the gathering darkness. What occurred to him like a bolt out of the blue? A plan to get the kryptonite away from Big George Latimer? Whatever it is, he'd better work fast, because the deadline, 10 o'clock, is only a scant hour or so away. We don't know what Latimer plans to do at 10 o'clock, but neither do we know Superman's idea. We'll learn the answer to both questions in tomorrow's exciting episode, so be sure to listen. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. When you see a cardinal or a hummingbird, can you identify it? You can if you're collecting the full-color bird pictures that come one in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles. You'll get a kick out of swapping duplicates with your friends and collecting all 24 pictures in the series. Get yourself the colorful album, too, to paste in your collection. Full instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. That's Crumbles, those crinkly, sort of sweet and mellow rich shreds of good whole wheat. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.